All right, Eric and Betsy, why don't you guys introduce yourselves to our listeners here? Tell us what your role is here with the Homecoming Committee.
I'm Betsy Wilson, and I'm the Student Senate President at Knoxville High School, and we're kind of in charge of all the activities that go on during Homecoming Week.
I'm Eric Ryan. I'm the Vice President of the Student Senate, and I just kind of help Betsy.
So what do you guys got going on this week?
We have dodgeball, we have dress-up days, smash the sailboat, we have a senior button activity, the pep rally, tailgate lunch, a homecoming parade. Is that all?
We got the tailgate lunch again this year. We got the sailboat instead of the car smash at the pep rally. So if kids at the pep rally, they want to come smash a sailboat, they need to bring money. And then come support us on Friday night.
All right, can you explain a little bit about some of these activities more in detail?
Dodgeball, we play on Monday night, is the first round. You turn in a form with six people on a team, and our principal sets up the brackets. And we'll come in Friday or Monday. I don't know what time it is. I think it's around 6. And we play dodgeball for a couple hours. And then the last four teams still in the brackets will come back Thursday night after the pep rally, and they'll play for the championship.
What does the champion get?
Bragging rights for a year.
Awesome. All right. And then I understand, too, that there's a spirit competition amongst the classes.
For all the activities, points are awarded. Like for dress-up days, the winners get points. For activities throughout the whole week, you get points, and they're tallied throughout the week. And the winner at the end of Friday, we have class competitions where we have a bunch of minute to win it games. They announce the winner, and the winner gets a trophy for each class. And the trophy gets passed down from class to class each year.
All right. What kind of dress-up days do you guys have then?
We have class t-shirt day, mismatched tacky day, jungle day, western day, and spirit day.
In class t-shirt days, all the classes just design their own t-shirt for fun?
We came up with a class design, a student senate, and we gave them out to them. Whoever wanted to buy a shirt bought one.
Okay. And then so smash the sailboat. What is that?
In past years, we've had a car smash where you can come, we give you a sledgehammer, and you just get a pound on a car. And it's always the town. We always put the other team's school colors on it, you know, so you're trying to take your anger out on the other team. And this year, we had a teacher donate a sailboat. And so we're doing it at the pep assembly on Thursday night. We'll give you a sledgehammer, and you can just hit the sailboat.
All right. And then the pep rally on Thursday night, what's going to be involved in that? What kind of things go on during that?
The most exciting thing is that they announce the homecoming king and queen. They announce who that is, and the cheerleaders perform, the dance team performs, and it just is kind of a fire up to get ready for the big game on Friday.
Okay. And then Friday also is the tailgate lunch and the parade. Talk a little bit about that.
The tailgate lunch is the best lunch of the year. That's what the kids think anyway. It's more of a homemade food instead of just the school food. It's a little better food. Everybody likes it. I don't know. And the parade starts at 3, and we've been working on that all day, trying to get that ready, and we're kind of excited for it.
What's going to be in the parade? What do you guys got lined up?
Basically, same thing as last year. We've got sports teams. We've got alumni coming back for floats. We've got the cheerleaders. We've got preschools. And then we just got businesses around town that put in a float. And just basically, we put it out to whoever wants one in can.
All right, and we'll wonder both of you speak kind of to the importance of homecoming to a community, especially a community like this, you know, a smaller town, 8,000 people or so. Homecoming brings back a lot of alumni, a lot of people back to the area. Kind of talk about why it's so important.
Homecoming is just kind of a time to, school gets so much spirit and the whole town gets into it, and it's fun for everyone. It's a time that they can come back and all remember back when they were in school, and everybody gets together and talks about what they're going to dress up as and make dodgeball teams. And it's the funnest week of the whole school year for parents, teachers, students, and the whole town.
Well, thanks for joining us today.